Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Please to enjoy our online content, which we keep for you safely at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Luke Burbank.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Coming up, literary awards give authors a lot of prestige, but do they put money in their pockets? We'll get to that story in just a minute, but first let's go to Rachel Martin for today's headlines.
This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. House Democrats have pushed through a $50 billion bill for the Iraq War. The bill would force President Bush to start bringing U.S. troops home immediately and put an end to all combat in Iraq by December 2008. The legislation passed yesterday by a vote of 218 to 203. It was mostly a symbolic jab at Bush, who has already begun reducing troop levels but has refused to set a timetable for complete withdrawal. The bill is unlikely to pass a Senate vote, and even if it did, the White House has pledged to veto it. The State Department's top investigator, Howard Krongard, has had to recuse himself from all things related to Blackwater USA after finding out that his brother has ties to the private security company. The revelation came yesterday while Krongard was in front of a House Oversight Committee defending himself against allegations that he impeded investigations, including one into Blackwater. During the hearing, a Maryland Democrat asked him if he knew his brother was a Blackwater Advisory Board member attending a conference in Virginia this week. First, Krongard said that was completely untrue. Later, he said he called his brother during a break and had this to say.
I learned that he had been at the advisory board meeting yesterday. I had not been aware of that, and I want to state on the record right now that I hereby recuse myself from any matters having to do with Blackwater.
The House committee is looking into allegations by current and former officials in Krongard's office that he's thwarted investigations into waste, fraud, and abuse in Iraq, including alleged arms smuggling by Blackwater. Some disturbing news today about gaps in airline security. A new report by the government's accountability office says that undercover investigators were able to smuggle liquid explosives and detonators past airport security at 19 different U.S. airports. The investigators said that most of the time they found security officers were indeed following all the proper rules and regulations set by the Transportation Security Administration, but the investigators were able to exploit weaknesses in the procedures and systems and smuggle ingredients that could be assembled to make bombs. GAO officials are expected to testify about their findings today before a congressional committee. Finally, I don't know about you, but I have a hard time wrapping my head around what even a 2-carat diamond looks like. But an 84-carat diamond? That's crazy. That's like the size of a small woodland animal. I'm so funny. Maybe not. Anyway, that's the size of the rock that sold last night at a high-profile auction at Sotheby's. The jewel is apparently the largest top-quality, brilliant-cut white diamond ever to appear at auction, and was valued by Sotheby's at between $13 and almost $18 million. So who was the lucky winner? Guess. Seriously, guess. The founder of Guess Clothing Company, George Marciano, bought the humongous diamond for $16.2 million. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Aren't I so funny today?
You are full of... If it pleases, milady, may I present the hedgehog diamond?
Can you imagine?
Rachel
Martin. Small woodland animal.
Thank you, Rachel.
It's Thursday. It's almost Friday.
That's right.
Delirious.